Governor Cuomo has been pressing the issue known as Raise the Age since his State of the State message in January. It would no longer treat 16 and 17-year-olds accused of violent crimes as adults and instead house them in special detention centers separate from the adult state prison system. Cuomo, speaking at the Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie, south of Albany, says only New York and North Carolina treat the teen offenders as adults, and he says it's wrong to put them in prison with often violent adults.
This is not going to be a positive experience, and they're not going to be associating with positive people. In my opinion, it is too early to condemn a 16-year-old to a life without redemption.
Cuomo says it also costs money because time spent in prison early in life leads to a higher recidivism rate and more years in state custody at an average price of $50,000 a year per inmate. Sophia Elijah, who runs the reform group the Correctional Association of New York, says the imprisonment disproportionately affects Black and Hispanic youth.
We also know that the impulse part of the brain develops later in life. So many of these teenagers are being condemned to a violent and problematic situation before they have even finished growing up.
Cuomo says he's the first governor to visit a state prison since his father, Mario Cuomo. The state's prison population greatly increased under Mario Cuomo, who also built several new prisons. Andrew Cuomo says now the prison population is shrinking due to changing demographics and reform of the Rockefeller drug laws. That's led to fewer nonviolent drug offenders being incarcerated. But Cuomo says while there are fewer inmates now, the ones left are more violent. He says that's why he's authorizing the hiring of 100 new corrections officers to be put in place by the end of the year.
Correction officers are always outnumbered, they are truly in a dangerous situation, and they put their life in harm's way to protect New Yorkers. They are in many ways the unsung heroes of our corrections system.
Michael Powell, the president of the New York State Correctional Officers Association, the prison guards union, praised the move.
We have seen the violence against our officers increase by more than 50%. During that same period, the violence against other inmates increased by more than 60%.
Powell blames the rise of contraband synthetic marijuana and increased gang activity in the prisons. While Assembly Democrats support the governor's bill, Senate Republicans have some disagreements. The measure would also require that 16 and 17-year-olds accused of felonies be dealt with in family court, not criminal court. Some GOP senators object to that. The Raise the Age proposal is one of many agenda items that's still lingering unresolved as a legislative session overwhelmed by corruption arrests draws to a close. The governor is lowering expectations on what might get accomplished before adjournment, saying he and the legislature have already accomplished a lot.
It's an interesting year, by and large, right? First, it's a year where we did a lot of the state's work in the budget.
Cuomo says on this issue, though, he's asking lawmakers to compromise and reach an agreement before the summer recess. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.